We're talking the subject of matzot on Pesach. While maybe not everybody has the opportunity or the zechut to go bake the matzot themselves, which is not only a great mitzvah, but a great tikkun to sweat in order to do the mitzvot, specifically the matzot on Pesach. One thing that you will see at the matzah bakery is that since they're making dough, there is an obligation to take challah from the dough in order that we'll be able to eat the matzah. Just as we have an obligation to take challah in our homes when our wives are making the halot, the Shabbat, or whatever the occasion is. So it's a good opportunity just to review the shi'ur of how much flour one has to need in order to obligate oneself to take challah with a beracha. Now the Ben Ish Chai writes in two places, in Hilchot Pesach and in Hilchot Challah, that the shi'ur for challah is tash'az darham. Now tash'az darham would be 777 darham. Now if each darham, which is the measure of weight that they were using, is, let's say for argument's sakes, 3 grams and change, so you're talking about over here over 2,100 grams, more than that, of flour in order to be hayab, which that's where they get the amount of, let's say, 5 pounds, according to the Ben Ish Chai. However, most of the haronim, which including Hacham Uvadya Yosef, Shalita, and the Kafa Hayim Sofer, as he understood the opinion of the Rambam and the Minhag also in Syria, that the Shi'ur of Challah is not 777 grams, but it is 520 grams. Therefore, it's much less.
Darham.
520 darham, which we convert the darham into grams, and each darham, originally, Hacham Uvadya wrote, is 3 1/5 grams. And therefore, he came out to the shiur in kilograms, 1.666 kilograms of flour is going to be hayab. But of late, they found the coin, and they measured, and they analyzed, and they came clear that it's not 3 1/5, it's actually more precise, it's 3. So 1 darham equals 3 grams flat, equal. So therefore, the shiur of challah, according to Hacham Uvadya, would be 1.560 kilograms, which comes out, if we take it into grams, 520 times 3, so that's 1560 grams, which is much less than the shiur of the Ben Ish Chai, which would come out somewhere in the vicinity about 3 1/2 pounds. So you have to tell your wives that are on the old Hajbon, that are not taking challah until they have 5 pounds of flour. Halakha says if you have 1.560 kilograms, or we'll convert it into the grams for you again, 1,560 grams of flour, then you hayav to make challah, or take challah with a beracha. With the beracha. Now there's a little controversy with the beracha. Is there are different texts. The Ben Ish Chai says the proper text is Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Sivanu Lehafrish Challah Teruma. Even though some of the books have it Lehafrish Challah, and some have the books Lehafrish Teruma, but the text that the Ben Ish Chai goes with, they're all good, but the text that the Ben Ish Chai goes with is Lehafrish Challah Teruma, and that would be already correct to say. So again, the shi'ud is much less than we originally calculated according to the old shi'udim, and now already if it would come to 1560 grams, which again is somewhere between 3 and 3 1/2 pounds of flour, one would have to take challah with beracha.